வணக்கம். யூ ஆர் லிஸ்னிங் டு ஆரூவில் ரேடியோ. திஸ் இஸ் தமிழ் எக்ஸ்பிரஸ், த ஸ்போக்கன் தமிழ் ப்ரோக்ராம். வி ஆர் லுக்கிங் அட் வேர்ப்ஸ் அண்ட் டுடே வி வில் லுக் அட் ஃபோர் நியூ வேர்ப்ஸ். ஸோ த வேர்ப்ஸ் தட் வி ஆர் லுக்கிங் அட் டுடே, வி ஆர் சீயிங் டுடே ஆர் மாத்து. மாத்து மீன்ஸ் சேஞ்ச். மாட்டு மீன்ஸ் ஹேங். காட்டு, காட்டு மீன்ஸ் ஷோ. அண்ட் கட்டு, கட்டு மீன்ஸ் பில்ட். நவ் லெட்ஸ் கோ ஃப்ரம் த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் வேர்ப். மாத்து, மாத்து சேஞ்ச். வாட் ஆல் வி சேஞ்ச்? வி சேஞ்ச் த டயர், வி சேஞ்ச் அன் ஓல்ட் டயர். டயரை மாத்து, imperative. You are telling someone to change the tire. Tire maathu. We change house. We change address. Address maathu. Veeda maathu. We change clothes. Clothes is tuni. Most of you are familiar with this word. Tuni. Tuni means cloth. A piece of cloth to wipe and all of that. It also means clothes. Tuni maathu. We change channels. When we watch TV, we change channel, the change channel. So, channela maathu. So, how does it work in present tense and all of future and past? As I have shared with you earlier, verbs that pay attention to the word ending, because Tamil is a language that works with sound patterns. Words are collected, gathered together according to the sound they make. Say, maathu. Today we are going to see all the verbs ending with u sound. Maathu, maattu, kattu and kaattu. Maathu, the u guys are all in the same group and same family. So, maathu, the past tense is n, n sound. So let's see, I changed. Maathu nen, maathu nen. He changed. Maathu na, maathu na. We changed. Maathu nom. So, maathu is a verb, imperative. And maathu ne, maathu na, maathu nom, maathu naanga is past tense. And present tense, you know, if you listen to the lessons continuously, you would know that the present tense sound in Tamil is always R, R. Maathuren, maathuraan, maathuraum, maathuraanga, maathuraa. Maathuraal is she changed. She's changing, sorry. So, maathu, we saw past tense and present tense. Maathuven, maathuven, V is past tense. Future tense, maathuven, I will change. I will change. Maathuven, maathuva, maathuvaanga, maathuveenga, maathuvom. Maathuvaanga is they will change. Maathuveenga is you all will change. You plural or you honorific. So that is maathu. Maathittu irukken, I am changing. Naan thuni maathittu irukken, I am changing clothes. Maathittu irundhen, I was changing. Maathittu irupen, I will be changing. As I told you earlier, this is a slightly different from the English set, English grammar. Here it changes because maathittu irupen also has a different connotation. I would have changed. I would have changed. It is also, I will be changing, and also is the same construction for I would have changed. I would have. So that's the construction. I will be and I would have as the same construction in Tamil. Don't forget that. Keep that in mind. So we saw the first verb, maathu. Now let's move on to the second verb, maattu. See, first verb was maathu, M-A-T-H-U. So the th sound is there. It's not sharp t sound. It is the soft th sound. The second is matu, t, 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 the sharp T sound, M-A-T-T-U, matu. Matu means hang. We hang the raincoat, no? We hang a picture on the wall, matu. So, matu is matare, I am hanging. Matune, I hung. Matuve, I will hang. Matittu irukken, I am hanging. Matittu irundhen, I was hanging. Matittu irupen, I would have hung or I will be hanging. So that is matu and matu. We saw two verbs. The third verb is kaattu. Kaattu. Kaattu means show. Show. Show me a house. Un veetta kaattu. Show me the direction. Direction kaattu. Kaattu. Kaattu also goes as an auxiliary. For example, when you want to say the tourist showed us Mahabalipuram. We went on a tour, we went on a picnic, and there was a tourist guide. He showed us around. So that is sutti kaattu. Suttu means to turn around, to spin, to revolve. Suttu. So sutti kaattu. Sutti is a past stem of the verb suttu. Sutti kaattu. Sutti kaattu. Sutti kaattu means you're asking someone to show you around. Show you around. So someone comes to Auroville, they will say, Auroville sutti kaattu, show me around Auroville. Sutti kaattu. The tourist guide showed us around Mahabalipuram. Tourist guide Mahabalipuram sutti kaattinar. Kaattinar. Sutti kaattinar en. Because the verb is ending with U sound, the past tense is N. So present tense is kaatren. I am showing around. Kaattu is I am showing. Kaatren. Kaattuven. Future tense, I will show. Kaattune. Past tense. Kaattittu irukken, I am showing. Kaattittu irundhen, I was showing. Kaattittu irupen, I will be showing or and I would have shown. That is the third verb. And the last verb for the session for the day today is kattu. Kattu. Kattu is a verb that goes with building a house. Kattu also means tying a bundle of sticks, a bunch of sticks together. Kattu. Tighta kattu. Tightly. You know, make it tight. Tight. A belt a kattu. Put around, wear a belt. Kattu. Or build a house. Veeta kattu. Veedu kattu. So, kattaren, I'm building. Kattuven, I will build. Kattune, I built. Kattittu irukkaren, I am building right now. Kattittu irundhen, I was building. Kattittu irupen, I would have built or I will be building. So, these are the four verbs. Maattu, maattu, kattu and kaattu. So I hope this lesson was useful. Keep practicing and keep listening to the lessons on Auroville Radio page. If you have doubts, you can write to linguaexpress2020@gmail.com. 2020, 2020 is 2020@gmail.com, and I can clear your doubts. Thanks for listening. See you in the next lesson.
நீங்கள் கேட்டுக்கொண்டிருப்பது ஆரோவில் ரேடியோ.